You've heard us talk about David Femininio, injury attorney deluxe. Well, just listen to some of the results David has delivered for his clients. $3.5 million, $5 million, how about $11.5 million? Almost enough to cover Ohio State's NIL. You need an attorney that'll fight relentlessly for you. Call and speak to David right now by calling 855-65-CRASH. Go to that website anytime at getdavidgetpaid.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, let's get some music. Let's touch the table. I believe NFL style this time. It is football today.
It is Thursday, which means we review the best quarterbacks. As a matter of fact, the top 10 quarterbacks of the past week.
This is individual performances on a week-by-week basis. This is not Rico saying this is where they rank in the National Football League all time or
correct,
for the season. So
correct. Please,
don't go crazy on tickets.
No, please don't. And after five interceptions, Jared Goff will not be in the top 10. Sorry.
I think we all are accepting of that.
But here's the sad reality. He was close to making it. Just but at number 10... Patrick Mahomes, 28 of 42, 266 yards, one touchdown. He rushed for 19 yards.
They scored 14 points. 13 points. I don't like this selection, David, but I have a hard time fighting it because I know what he's going to do. But he won on a blocked field goal.
See, here's what it is. I'm willing and I want to do that. But when you said that Goff almost made it, that means it wasn't a good list this week. So I'm okay with Patrick Mahomes at 10.
Yeah. At number 9, Will Levis. 18 of 23.
I got to go.
175 yards, two touchdowns. He also rushed for 41 yards and lost.
I mean, they scored touchdowns. I guess that's the barometer for this. So it beats what Mahomes gave you. They weren't terrible. It's just Chargers are a pretty well-balanced team, well-coached team under Harbaugh. I'll live with it. But, man, if Levis is 9, Mahomes 10, bro, what did we have to work with this week?
A lot of picks were thrown this past week. So, losses, you play well and you lose, that's okay. You just go out there and just give the ball away. I can't reward that. Justin Herbert at number 8, 14 of 28 for 164 yards, one touchdown. He rushed for 32 yards and also scored another touchdown in a win over Tennessee.
In another universe, you know, again, if it wasn't such a long shot, but Herbert could start to be discussed as an MVP candidate, couldn't he? If he leads the Chargers to 11 or 12 wins, the Chargers win a playoff game. And when he's being asked to throw the ball, he's doing really – look, I'm just saying, he's blossoming under Harbaugh's tutelage. It's happening quickly. And they've helped him. We're going to run the ball. We're going to play some defense.
He's blossoming, Mike, but he needs that. Oh, he threw for 4 or 5 touchdowns in a game. Like, he's consistent. He's just going out there getting the job done.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not special. Speaking of not special, Russell Wilson. Coming in at number 7.
David's going to slap you.
14 of 28, 195 yards, 3 touchdowns. One interception in a win over Washington.
David?
I am so interested to see who you have above him. 3 touchdowns and you have him at number 7?
Through a pick.
The game-winning touchdown for the – come on. He's better than 7.
195 yards.
But he played what he needed to do. He managed that game.
Derek Carr, number 6, 16 of 25, 269 yards, two touchdowns and a win over Atlanta?
No.
No?
Russell Wilson should be above him.
Oh.
Game-winning touchdown.
How have you gone from a guy who hated Russell Wilson to a shill? Do you want to help me with that?
Because we're 7-2. I have to go with the train at this point. I don't trust. I don't like Russell Wilson, but we're 7-2 leading the division. Yes, I'm all in.
Okay.
Okay. Well, you're going to hate me.
Uh-oh.
For number five. 25 of 36, 353 yards, two touchdowns, rush for 17 yards. Is that good enough or no?
Sure.
Brock Purdy.
Oh, come on.
In a win over Tampa.
No, it's not okay.
Oh.
Brock Purdy.
David, he's not wrong. Come on.
He's not.
And his throw to Kittle was outstanding.
Yeah, he had a really good game. Like really
for
good game.
For a week, we can stop the slander and be somewhat sincere. Purdy was incredible because Baker wasn't letting that team loose.
No.
And he battled back and he battled back and he battled back and his idiot kicker missed three kicks. His long snapper got choked out by Debo. There was a lot going on in that game.
If there was a such thing as an MVP loser, it would be Baker Mayfield. Like Baker, he's never going to win the MVP. He doesn't quit. Even though the team is bad, he's like, guys, we still have a chance in this thing, and they do until they lose.
If the MVP was actually given for value, right, Baker should be in the discussion. He is on a team that has lost every meaningful weapon. Their offensive line's been a train wreck all year. And Baker, every week, either wins or has his team in a spot to win, and that's back-to-back weeks. They play Kansas City. They go to overtime. He never gets to touch the ball in overtime. The next week, they go to San Francisco. And what happens here? It is a back-and-forth deal. He stiff-armed Nick Bosa, for Christ's sakes. Yeah. You should win the MVP on that alone. I mean, to keep a 270-pound guy from murdering you and delivering a clutch throw.
On fourth down. So, yeah. At number four, we go out to the desert. Kyler Murray, 22 of 24. Very Jared Goff-like.
Yes, but guess what? He's turning into a real quarterback.
No, he is, Mike. 266 yards, threw four touchdowns, rushed for 21 yards, and scored two touchdowns on the ground, David. No picks. That's why he's ahead of your guy.
He's playing great this year. And the fact that I see tape of him going through progressions, not just trying to run the ball, but going through his progressions and making the right throw, the right decision. Yeah, he deserves it.
You know what it is? I think that the Cardinals are kind of getting the Lions treatment from a few years ago. It's the Lions, so you really don't take them seriously until you are either losing or in a close game. You're like, man, I really wish we would have studied a lot more this week because I don't know what they're about to run. At number three, Jalen Hurts, 14 of 20, 202 yards, two touchdowns. He also rushed for 56 yards and scored two touchdowns in a win over Dallas.
Painful for me.
It was Dallas.
Yeah, it's kind of part of it. Look, I'll leave my hatred of the Eagles out of it. My problem would be he played a dead team. But we got limited to go on here. Quarterback play in the NFL right now is a big-time struggle. So I'm not going to put up a fight.
At number two, we're going to go Lamar Jackson, 25 of 33, 290 yards, four touchdowns. He rushed for 33 yards in a win over Cincinnati. He's getting it done. He's getting it done with his arm.
He's your MVP. He'll win it a third time. I'll get upset about it. He'll tank a playoff game. Yeah,
you know what it is?
I'll laugh.
I think this past week, it went from being a discussion of him and Goff. Goff threw five picks just kind of walked out and said, we're good.
Two of the last 3 weeks. Goff gave you a 62-yard passing game. Mm-hmm. Not his fault, but reality. And then a five-interception game. You're done. It's over.
Yeah.
And that's okay. He can still be my quarterback. I still love him. Yeah. I still think you're going to win a Super Bowl
with him. Still finding ways to win.
But, yeah, you can leave out all the MVP stuff.
As he says, we're just built different. And at number one, even though they lost the game, David, does this go to your standards?
Daniel Jones.
34 of 56, 428 yards, four touchdown passes, Joe Burrow.
Yeah, he balled out. He has no defense. They have no defense in Cincinnati, but he balled out. He did his part.
That stat line should win you pretty much every game in the NFL.
I mean, that's the guy to me. That's another. He's the AFC equivalent of Baker. He's playing so well, and this team just will not help him. They will not. I mean, that defense is awful. And Burrow is just every game. And it just, I know he won't win it, but I tell you, must be nice to be Lamar with all that talent around him. Jesus.
That's your QB Week 10 rankings, 97-1.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.